Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. October 8th, 1823. Serious evils and disgusting nuisances in Bridgetown. On this day, October 8, 1823, local newspaper The Barbadian printed a letter from an irate correspondent who railed against what he perceived to be serious evils which plagued Bridgetown and required immediate action from the authorities. The 10 points itemized by the writer portray the capital as a semi-lawless, rough-and-tumble urban area beset with vice. The points listed in the letter will now be read verbatim. 1. Slaves traveling about this town all hours of the night, making a shameful noise and frequently beating drums. 2. Slaves shooting birds on the borders of the high roads. 3. Slaves in the streets in the evening, using obscene language, singing indecent songs, and uttering most horrid blasphemy. 4. Diseased Negroes begging in the streets. 5. Persons of all descriptions, white and free colors, as well as slaves, galloping horses, and driving gigs furiously through the town. 6. Assemblages of slaves at night in those haunts of wickedness, Wooden's Bottom or Paul Green's Ground and Raccoon Quarters. 7. Putrid salt provisions purchased by hucksters at auction and exposed for sale in many parts of the town, but particularly in the Roebuck, Milk Market and Bay Street on Sunday. 8. Huckster's shops open till a late hour at night. 9. The landing of poor seamen with diseased legs, who are left here to starve, if not supported by promiscuous charity. 10. Pigs in every street, impeding passengers and stirring up dirty puddles. To ensure that law and order prevailed in Bridgetown, the writer pleaded for a vigorous form of policing to be instituted, as Bridgetown had become notorious among British West Indian colonies. In his view, establishing a law enforcement agency would effectually remove the evils itemized in his letter. From this perspective, Barbados's lack of a police service was a shameful neglect of our own security, as well as that of visitors to the island. On this day, October 8, 1823, the Barbadian newspaper featured a report which laid bare the tumultuous landscape city dwellers and visitors to Bridgetown experienced. Historic Bridgetown and its garrison, which was inscribed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2011, was a boisterous, grim cityscape in the early 19th century.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.